I'm making a profit.
Okay, good evening, gentlemen. Good evening, the Rambam. The laws of Trumas, Perek Yud Gimel, Chapter 13, Law 12. Let's hope to at least finish this chapter tonight.
But I don't count tonight? I don't get it.
Well, I don't know.
What's the problem?
I don't know where to put it.
Where's your book?
Maybe move over one. Mark.
Actually, I have my... It's okay.
Look at this, Mark.
Whoa, Mark's double barrel.
He's going to give you his own
Mark's
iPad.
A double
but you have
barrel
to give it back,
guy.
Okay? He's only lending it to you. He's
whoa,
not giving
what
it
a sadic, Mark, much, I'm yeah. telling you. Okay, we all are now plugged in. Okay, amazing. All right, Yud Beis. Okay, more issues of mixtures and when it becomes usser or not. Okay, Zoireya Truma. If you plant truma, as you will recall, we learned earlier in these halachas, if you plant truma in the ground and now crops grow out, that is only truma derabbanan. The rabbis were gozer that what grows out of it has a status of truma. So already know, we're already dealing with a rabbanan situation, so you know we're going to be lenient. That's already coming up. So this is where it's possible some type of mixture. Hazareya truma b'tzad achulin. You're planting, let's say, a row of truma right next to rows of chulin that have been planted too. Now, but however, of course, v'lo noda eza zera hatruma, but you don't know which row is the truma row and which is the chulin row.
That's a problem.
And they're lining up right next to each other. Now look at the proportions we'll allow here.
You didn't put a marker.
Afilu hoya meya legina shel truma. If you did like 100 rows in the garden of truma, you planted 100 rows of truma. Ulegina acha shel chulin, and just one row, like one garden full of chulin. So it's 101 the other way. Kulan mutar, and they're all mutar. This was a great leniency, where even one of Kulan will exempt 100. And again, why? Because the whole issue of the truma that's growing is only rabbinic. However, there's a qualification. But Medvermen, when do we say this law is true? It's bedover shezaro chola bekarkets. When the seed of truma that you put in the ground, when you plant it, it disintegrates. It vanishes, and now the plant comes up, and that's the derabbanan type of truma we're talking about, and that's where this halacha is stated. Kigon, for example, hachitim v'asor n'kiyotzim, wheat and barley and some other things. You planted in the ground the seeds disintegrate. You don't see the truma anymore, and therefore it's a total rabbinic. However, what about this kind of case? What if the seed you plant does not get destroyed at all? It's here the whole time. Kigon hashum like garlic.
So onions.
Okay. That it doesn't get destroyed at all.
No, but
Solomon onions.
Right.
Afilu meya legina shel chulin ulegina chashel truma. Even if it's 100 of chulin.
And one.
Against one of truma, which normally would help.
Even rabbinically.
Shel trumas tarovas beinehem of this mixture. Hare hakol miduma. It wrecks up everything. And the logic of this is, because truthfully, the land does not combine all the rows, because they're really all separate rows, and the truma is overt, so therefore it can't get fixed up. However, but what if you separated, you harvested all this stuff, hakol, and then you mixed them all up, even if it did not get disintegrated, well, then it's a classic case of mixture.
Yeah.
So, then it will be knocked out with a 100-to-1 mixture because they're all combined. But you cannot, initially separate them to get out of it, because that would be mevatlin isla chachila. So it's interesting. You have to know where the rabbis allow mevatlin isla chachila and when not. Sometimes, again, certain rabbinic prohibitions not, other times not. So you have to know when they apply and when they don't.
I don't really understand garlic. Does garlic not have it has a seed, right?
But it bulbs.
It
grows right from the bulb.
And they don't disintegrate.
That's a disintegrate. It's like potatoes. Potatoes, they grow up from the potato.
Okay. Next. Yud Gimel. Shtei kupos. Two boxes. Achashel truma. One is a box filled with truma. Ve'achashel chulin. And one is a box filled with chulin. And of course, you don't know which one's which. They look identical, so you don't know which is truma, which is chulin. We're not going to the case that we're setting up scenario A. Now we're going to set up scenario B. Or, oh, shenaf, you have two boxes, they're both chulin, okay? But, oh, shenaf l'saw shol truma l'toch achas. But a saw of truma fell into one of the boxes, mehen, and there's not enough to nullify it, okay? So that's important to add over there. So one of them becomes meduma, but you don't know which one is meduma. So you have two possible cases. They're both with two boxes. The first case is that one box is absolute truma, the other one is absolute chulin. The other one is a chulin that's meduma with truma. Effectively, you can't use it anyway. And the other one is totally chulin, but we don't know what's what. Now, let's continue. Now, continue with the story with either one of these scenarios. So now, you have two cases of two boxes. One is permitted and one's prohibited. And then, nafla achas mishtei akupas. Now, one of the two boxes. Now, you don't know which box is which anyway, right? So one of them falls into what? Latoch achulin, into chulin. And let's add, where there, you have to add the commentaries, which has a rove, at least a rove of chulin, but you don't have mea. Just keep that in mind. So we're really only dealing with a rabbinic aspect over here, and in a doubtful situation, okay? So now what happens to this last box of chulin where the questionable truma or meduma falls into it or not? Eina medamatan, it does not render it a forbidden mixture, because what do we say? We just assume that the chulin one fell in. Let's assume the chulin one fell in, right? No reason to say the other way. And at best, at worst, we're dealing with a rabbinic issue over here. Suffolk drabonon. Clearly, we'd go lakula. So that makes a lot of sense. Let's continue. What if v'chein or imzora achas mehen? Let's say one of these two boxes, again, you don't know which one, you plant them. So, hagidulin, the things that you plant, even though we said rabbinically, if you plant truma,
it's truma
rabbinic. Again, it's going to be a safek derabanan. Hagidulin chulin, whatever grows, we'll consider like chulin because it's a safek derabanan.
The second one.
Now, what about in both cases now? The one that did not fall into the mixture, or the one you did not plant? There's always that second one that didn't,
no,
right?
That's
chulin. That's truma. You have to connect like truma. Why? Because you're a doubt. It's doubtful. Really, both of them were doubtful. But the one that went into the pile, for example, was biblically nullified, at least. So it's only rabbinic doubt. The one that was planted was biblically nullified. It's only rabbinic doubt. So those ones you can use. But the other one still remains with the original suffix d'oraisa, and therefore you cannot use it. Now, how about, let's change a little bit, the second one, instead of it just being out there, once the first one fell, now after the first one fell, the second one now falls into a bunch of chulin. All right? So they have not only the first one fell into chulin, or a second one. Nafla kupa shnil makam acher. The second one falls in again, and you have rov, but not shishim. Same thing. Eina midamas. It wouldn't mess it up. Because, again, it's only a suffix rabbanan on both ends. You're going to say, but between the two of them, one of them
one
was usher. But either way, it was biblically out, so it's still only a suffix rabbanan. And similarly, v'cheinim zara echaz ashniyah, what if you plant the second, you planted the first one, now you plant the second one, hagidulin chulin, what grows out of that is chulin as well. Now, that's all where you've got the two things falling in two different places or planted in two separate places. What if now the two boxes fall into one box of chulin now?
That's no good. That can't be.
Now we can't wiggle out of this one. What if both boxes fall into one place of chulin and you don't have, maybe you have a rove, but you don't have any more? Midamas, it will prohibit it, but to what degree, to know what you're going to need over here? Kiktana shibitehem, based on the smaller one of the two. In other words, let's say box number one, the total of that first box, regardless of its suffix mixture, suffix is one saw. The second box is two saw. All right? Now, and it falls into 100 saw.
Okay. So you got three. It's not good.
Well, but what we only assume the minimal amount of being bad. So what's the minimal amount of being
three.
Bad? No.
One.
Because one box is truma and one isn't.
So one.
One is meduma and one isn't. It's one. Either one with the one or the one with the two.
So we take
but
the
it
one.
Can't be both. So what do? We assume the smallest one. So it's the one is the one that can mess up. However, if you have enough against the smaller one, then it won't mess it up. That's what he's saying. Midamas, it can mess up only based on what? Kikitana shibishtem. Going with the smaller amount on the smaller box, that's what you have to be able to nullify. All right, now, what if Zora Acher Eshtem, what if somebody planted both of them in one area? In one area? Bidover Shazar Chola, if it's something where it disintegrates, still not a problem. Hagidul and Chulin, what grows is Chulin because the whole thing's only rabbinic at best. Ubidover Shane Zar Chola, but if the seeds don't disintegrate, then Hagidul and Meduma, then what grows can't think of forbidden mixture. But still, Bamed, remember, when do we say this? It's a Reyes Hashnia, when you planted the second group, actual Kazarshan, before you harvested the first group, which you planted group one, and then a couple days later, whatever, a couple weeks later, you planted group two, so it's all together, it's all planted. But what if, that's when we say this law, Avol Kazarshan, what if you harvested the first one already? It's out of the game.
Two different.
Then you planted the second one. I feel it with Avershan Zarakola, even if it's something that the seed doesn't disintegrate.
Chulin.
Why? Because we say Shein Tolish Umachubarim Nasin Chova Zelaze. Because we say that the harvested one and the one that's attached does not have a relationship one with the other, and it's not considered like two into one area.
So it's two separate plantings.
So it's two separate things, so it's two separate doubts. We have to go with the doubt over there.
Wow.
Okay, moving on. Yud Dalid. Shtei kupos. Again, two boxes. Acha shel chulin, one has chulin. V'acha shel truma, one has truma. That's one thing. That's one thing you're not sure about. You don't know which one's which. Second thing you don't know which is which. V'lif name, and in front of both boxes are shtei seen, two separate saws. One saw acha shel chulin, one is of chulin. V'acha shel truma, one is truma. So you got two boxes. One is chulin, one is truma. You have two separate saws sitting outside. One is truma, one is chulin. Guess what's going to happen? One saw from one is going to fall in one box or the other, and we don't know which one fell into which one.
Oh, boy.
Okay. The one saw fell into one box, and one saw fell into one box, and we don't know which one's which. Mutarin, we assume everything's fine. Why do we assume everything's fine? Shani Omer, I assume, chulin leto chulin naflu. The chulin fell into the chulin. So that doesn't get mixed up. Utruma letocha truma, and the truma fell into the truma. Okay, afal pi, even though shelo rabu chulin ala truma, even though the chulin box, so to speak, would not have had more than what the chulin that fell into it would have been. If the truma would have fallen to the chulin, it would not have been enough to knock it off. Now, but wait a minute. So how do you understand this now? So what do you mean that they're both mutorim? Right? What do we... Mutter to who? Mutter to who?
Right.
Right? I'm just thinking of that now.
But it's talking about different truma also. It's truma.
Well, I understand that. But that's very unusual. So again, Bamedram, when do we say this? But truma shban is manaset. Nowadays truma. Because what's nowadays truma? Truma divrehem. It's only rabbinic to begin with. So you have rabbinic truma. So you don't know where it fell. Then we say everything's allowed, because everything's going to be the suffix, right? We're going to play the, but still, but, so I mean, look at each box. Really, biblically, there's no truma here at all. The worst you have is one box is rabbinic truma, one box isn't truma at all. Now that's only if you assume that the truma fell into truma, and the other one fell in the other one. If not, then it could very well be both are truma. But we're saying two things over. Since it's rabbinic, we assume that the truma fell into the truma. And we assume that the chulin fell into the chulin. And at worst, when the one that's the truma is only rabbinic, and between the two of them, each one we say it's a suffix drabonim, so therefore we go lakula. Aval be truma shel Torah, but what if it's biblical truma? Then we only will allow these sveikas at shir buchal truma, unless you have a majority of chulin in the box to what truma could have fallen in, because then once you have a majority, you go back to a rabbinic situation as well, and then it would be lenient on both boxes. Okay, test vav. So now Tesvav and Tesain is very interesting. What the Rambam is going to show for you now, all these cases have been cases where something fell into something and it creates the problem. The Rambam in these next two halachas is going to say that even if nothing theoretically falls in, or even better yet, even if it falls in, everything would be fine. The person has the power by what he says to make the situation bad for him. Whoa. In other words, if he wouldn't have said anything, everything would be fine. But by opening his mouth, we'll see how he can make it usher on him.
It happens.
Now, how can that happen? Let's see. It's a very unusual thing that he has to say. Tesvav. Sa'ah truma. You have a saw of truma. You know for sure it's truma. And what happened to it? Shenaf, it falls in l'toch hakri. It falls into a pile. You harvest it, and you have a pile, and it's tevel. It's tevel. Okay? Now, and we're going to add as well, and you have 100 times it. Okay? So what happens? That pile is not meduma. It's not from a mixture.
No.
And we'll assume it's all tevel, which is fine. Then you can give truma from that afterwards. So far, so good. So we would just say, if we would just leave it like this, the guy would say, okay, I have 101 things. So you know what I'm going to do? I would just take out, well, maybe we would have to, you know, take one out and give it to the Kohen, you know. Anyway, remember what we said, you have to give one to him because he's losing money. So what should the smart guy do? Take one.
Keep his mouth closed.
He has to do something. It's all tevel. He'd have to take one saw out.
That's it.
And give it to the Kohen.
Right.
And then also, or better yet, give one thing of truma.
Yeah.
To now not make it all not tevel.
Give a saw to Kohen.
And then give a second thing of truma. That would be the smart thing to do, and everything would be fine. But he's not going to do the smart thing here. What he does is, Vomer, he says the following complexity.
Don't say it.
He says, truma sakriza, this whole pile now that's got 101, litocho inside of it, is bimokom shenafla osa saw, in the place where, I don't know where, but where the one saw of truma fell in, I don't know where it is, but it's somewhere near, shom nistaima truma sakri. That's where my one section of truma is going to end up in the pile. What does he mean to say like this? He says, okay, he's got the pile now. Now, this is a very not smart thing to do. Say, you know what? I am taking 2% of truma in my pile, but I'm not saying where it is. Now that, even if you do that without anything falling in, that's a very dumb thing to do. Because now you got truma in your pile. You made the whole thing meduma. But he's got a little bit more here. He's like this. I want the truma in the pile to be the part that's next to the other truma that fell in. That I don't know where that is.
That's right.
So now, but what have you done now? You've put two parts of truma together.
Yes.
And now that you, and you don't know where it is. And that's for sure not going to be a 100-to-1 ratio. Because truma, by definition, is at least 1/60. All right? Whatever. So that's not going to allow you to have a 100-to-1 ratio, especially when you got some other truma as well in there. So what have you effectively done? V'nidma hakol, you've created a forbidden mixture. Why? But truma shenafa, with a combination of the truma that fell, ooh, the truma sakri, and the truma that he now made that was inside the pile. And that's how he can effectively prohibit the whole thing. So what are you going to do with the whole thing now? What's one thing you can do
now? Give it to the Kohen.
Well, sell it to the Kohen minus the two parts of truma that he had.
He has to give it to him.
That's what only he could do.
It's how become a shiur.
Yes. Now, what if he says a little bit different now? What if Amar truma sakri bitzfono? Where he says the truma of the pile is not connected to truma, it's in the northern half, the extreme northern half. So what do we do? Well, since the first thing that truma fell,
what we do when we give truma, we do truma advice,
but you separate it. But he's just saying
something similar. The expression is,
I know, but he's saying it now. So the first thing of truma was nullified.
Yes.
The second one is the same truma. It's nothing to do with the first truma, but he's saying it's the extreme north. So what happens now? So we go like this. In our minds, we separate the truma into two parts, and we say to the northern part.
Not to the truma, but the piles.
The pile, I meant. Yeah. We determine the pile, in our eyes, is two parts. The northern part, and the northern half is southern. So southern half is for sure good, because there's no truma there at all. right? No. The only issue could be on the northern half. And even in the northern half, V'chasi Shabbat Sofon, and on the northern half, we're going to take that and further subcategorize it, L'shnaim, into two halves, because it only could be, and it's only going to be in the extreme part of the north. V'nimtza Ravi Hakriya, comes only a quarter of the pile, Shut Sfon Sfoni, the northernmost northern, Hu Amaduma, that's the one that's mixed. You see what's going on over here? Because he's told us exactly where it is. It's in the extreme north. Now, we can't, you know exactly what the extreme north is. You can't say it's this. But we know it's over this region. So therefore, the bottom half, the south, has nothing to do with it. It's for sure not there. Even in the northern part, the lower northern part, is for sure not there. So what's left? We know it's in the extreme northern part. So one quarter of the pile is prohibited.
So that's still a lot, because that's 25% of the pile.
That's right. So you shouldn't have done that.
Keep your mouth closed.
That's right. Okay, last halach over here. Tezain.
If we're dealing with liquids, do we... Is it
don't
like smash all of... Do we feel everything becomes mixed together? If a liquid falls into a liquid, would we have...
We've talked about that. We have certain measurements we have to go by. 100 to 1 if it's not, if it's the same kind.
If it's not
60
same,
to
it's
1
right.
If it's not the same kind.
Right.
Okay, final halacha. Hayu lafan of shnei kroim. The guy's got two piles. So now he's got to give truma from both piles. Now the sensible thing would be is I'm going to take 1/60th from one pile and 1/60th from another pile. You don't have to do that though. Remember, if the piles are near each other, you can give the double truma
from
out of one pile.
As long as they're close to each other.
Okay.
In proximity.
So now, if there's two piles now, and this is what he says, Truma's Shnei Kroim, I want to make Truma for both piles, will be Ba'achmim, in one of them, and he doesn't say where, he doesn't say what, he doesn't pull it out. So now what happens when you say that? Effectively, well, wherever the pile it's in, that whole pile is a mixture. But more than that, we don't know
which pile.
Which pile? Hare Shneim Medumoim. They are both considered forbidden mixture. We don't know which one's Truma. And there's no way you can nullify it because 2% plus 2% is 4%. So you got 4% of one in one pile. You understand? So that for sure that pile is Meduma. But we don't know which pile is which pile. And therefore we have to say that they are prohibited. Now, next, Hoyelafun of Shnei Soin. Let's say a Tusa of Tevel. Ukri Echad. And you have one pile of Tevel. Okay. Hare. Let's see now what's going to happen over here. I'm trying to remember. Oh, yeah. Like this. You got like this. The pile's here. Okay. It's Tevel. You got one saw over here of Tevel and one over here. So what you could do is you say, I would like this saw to be Truma on this. You could do that, right?
Yeah.
But what if he says, I want one of these two to be the truma on the pile? So let's see what happens. He says, V'omer, he says, Hare echad minas, I want one of these saws, which is, I'm not saying which one. Ho'ela asuya truma, is going to be truma ala kriya on this kree. Well, what can we say about the kree? The kree for sure is okay, right? Because it's been tithed. It's been tithed, right? But the problem is, which saw is the truma saw? Hare achas v'in truma. One of them is truma. Be'eini yodei, so we don't know which one. And this creates a problem. The Rambam does not tell us how you can fix it, though. There are ways, but he doesn't tell us how. Okay, so that's a problem. Next one. Hoyel fun of shnei kroim. Let's say you have two piles this time. Ve saw achas. And one saw outside. And what are you going to say, Rambam? You're going to say, you know what? Hare zu truma. This little saw is going to be truma for what? Alachas mina krema, for one of these piles. So what's going to happen? One pile is fixed up and one is tevel.
We don't know which one.
So I raise a truma. So we're going to say there is truma here. Venis kanecha, one of them is fixed up. But veinia dea, eza masukan mina tevel. You don't know which one is fixed up. And again, the Rambam doesn't say you could fix it. You could, but it would be a complicated way of having to combine things and giving extra whatever. Yeah. So these are situations you would not want to put yourself in. And with this, we finish the 13th chapter.